Hey guys, it's Rachel here. Rachel solo once again. Kelsey couldn't be here today, but I thought that I would just jump on here to wish a happy Festivus to all the haters out there, because I got some grievances to air. Basically, it's this. Floyd Mayweather versus Logan Paul and events like it, people just come out to hate on this event. And here's the thing, I don't think that these people would consider themselves haters. The way that we use the term, yet that's exactly like kind of what's going on. So, because there's a difference between stating your opinion and tearing down like the whole thing and then passing judgment on other people that have a different opinion than you. You know, it's like, say you wanted to go do something with a group of friends and one person in that group was like, dude, that's stupid. I don't want to go. I think that's totally stupid. But then they go anyway, and then the whole time they complain about it. That's what I felt like happened this last Sunday. Like, just people, like, why are you here? Why are you in my Twitter timeline? Like, well, like, just move on. Like, I get it. You don't like it. You, whatever. You know, like, share your opinion. Move on. Or do you even have to share your opinion? Like, I'm not even sure. Here's what I want to say. So here's what I think about the whole thing. I totally understand if you are a diehard for the like pure sport of boxing and you only want to see like meaningful, highly skilled. Yeah, I think that's fair. I think that's fair and that's reasonable. But I think that's important to understand that boxing, since its beginnings, has not always been about that. Boxing has had even now, people complained about how this fight shouldn't be made, the big weight disparity, the age disparity, the skill disparity. I get it. But like, I think it's easy to come out and complain about this, and I don't even know how much weight that carries, because you know these two guys made bukus of money with this. But I see this kind of disparity in local shows, and I haven't been to that many local shows, and just the few that I've been to, there's huge disparity. I mean, this is so, like, I'm like, well, get out there and start working. Like, if you don't want this to happen, there is work to be done, like, on the ground, because this happens all the time in boxing. I mean, I guarantee you, Ocho Cinco has more business in the ring than some people I've seen inside a boxing ring at local shows. So I'm just saying that. But here's what I did enjoy about this, you know, circus-like event. First of all, like, I don't see a problem with being entertained. I like to be entertained, and sometimes, like, yeah, I just watch something so that I can be entertained. Entertainment is actually a big part of my life. I follow people on Instagram because they're entertaining. And I'm like, gosh, like, dude, you are funny. Heather McMahon on Instagram is hilarious. She is entertaining. Follow her because she's entertaining. Love it. So in other areas of my life, I participate, I watch things because it's entertaining. So that right off the bat. This, as a boxing fan who's followed the sport and I enjoy the pure, you know, sport of boxing, I also thought that this fight let me see really interesting things. First of all, I got to see Floyd Mayweather, who is one of the best fighters of a generation. I think that's my generation. That's amazing that I still got to see him in the ring. I mean, not too long from now, I wanted to see Manny Pacquiao in the ring too. I think I am grateful to see him inside the boxing ring and see him up against something that I don't even know. Like, I'm like, well, this is interesting. What is he going to do when somebody outweighs him by this much? What is it going to look like? I think, like, I love that. And then from, like, Logan Paul's side, let's take Logan and Jake Paul. I get to see two boxers very early in their careers, especially we can say Jake Paul has a career. He has the more like pro fights at this time that go on his like official record. But I get to see how somebody early in their career works their way up and learns the sport, but because of their massive celebrity, they do it in a different way. So it is common when people are coming up in the sport of boxing to be matched against people that are not on their level, but they'll be matched with specific types of fighters that help them learn things inside the ring. And so it's interesting to me to see Jake and Logan Paul, especially, I would say again, Jake Paul, because he's had the more fights inside, to do this. They're kind of mismatches in a way, but it allows them to learn and get better. I've seen both these guys improve inside the ring. And I find it's really fascinating to me because of their massive celebrity, they're doing it in a little bit of a different way than another boxer would. I am intrigued to see how, like, their careers continue. Jake Paul's going to fight Tyron Woodley next, who most people would agree that he's a step up from Ben Askren. So you see these little, like, step ups. I mean, from the first fight he fought, who was not a professional, ex-professional fighter, to Ben Askren, who I was convinced, because of his experience inside of the ring, he wasn't going to be overwhelmed in the ring. I was wrong. So now I'm curious, Tyron Woodley, who has recently fought inside a cage. Now, granted, he's coming over from MMA to boxing. There's a difference there, but that's what gets your early fighter. That's what you're giving him some ways to be successful. I find it really, really fascinating. So when Floyd Mayweather and Logan Paul come together and step inside the ring to put on an event for people that brings people together, they get to, like, talk about the fight, make predictions before it starts, they get to be on a side, they get to, you know, during the fight, like, watch it, you know, if they got to watch it with people, we were at home, so watching it with people, like, online via Twitter, and then after the fight, just, you know, you get to talk about, like, you know, like, yeah, it was kind of weird, there wasn't a winner, and, you know, what could have made, like, this, I mean, Kelsey and I had reactions and already shared that and talked about it. I think that it's really interesting I'm not going to fault this. Floyd, you're going to, like, I'm going to say, oh, Floyd, no, you can't get inside the ring with this guy. Or Logan Paul, like, he wants to come up and try to fight. Like, I have no reason to say that either one of these guys can't do this. Like, it seems, granted, the disparities were huge, it was interesting. So it reminds me of the early days of the UFC, which I've seen clips from or heard about or seen in a documentary. Like, there were the big disparities because it allows you to see, like, okay, how far does skill get you? Where do you go? And it allows fights to happen in a different way. I find the whole thing really fascinating, and I'm really grateful to have seen it and watched it. And yeah, so that's just my opinion. And it's hard during events like this and just seeing, like, all the complaining. I mean, there's just got to be a way to share your opinion, your negative opinion in a way that's just not judgmental. That's easy. Just don't say other people are idiots for buying the fight. Like, pretty easy there. But also, like, not a way that's complaining. If you feel the need to share your opinion, like, I have, like, no problem with that. Everybody's got opinions, right? I'm sharing mine right now. But it gets really, like, heavy on me. And it makes my online enjoyment of combat sports less enjoyable. You know? I don't know. So, I really enjoyed the fight. I also felt like, I heard some stuff from Logan Paul that I found rather inspiring, you know? Where he was saying, I don't know how my life unfolded like this. I'm enjoying it. I'm paraphrasing. So, I just gotta enjoy it and just be like, hey, what comes next? And he talked about how he was, you know, growing up, and he started to not like the person that he was becoming, and he said that boxing was an anchor in his life, something that got added, and he liked it, and it brought a lot to his life. And I was like, dude, if that doesn't sound like so many people that are saved by boxing gyms out there, because, you know, their lives, like, they're going through a lot of tragedy and trauma in their own lives, and boxing's there. Like, so many people, so, like, who am I to judge, like, how you come to boxing? Like, that's, like, just none of my effing business, right? I don't know. Anyway, told you guys this was Happy Festivus for all the haters, because I have that grievance to air. So that's what I wanted to share today. But hey, I am definitely looking forward to this expansion of the boxing world, like, during, like, my time of like, in real life viewing it. So what I mean is, I feel like boxing's always had this element to it, historically, but I haven't always been alive or been around watching it. Now I am. I find that it's expanding it. I liked what Showtime did with having it bookended, like, its event with these sports entertainment type bouts. And then in the middle, we had real, like, these all four fighters were professional boxers. I thought those were great fights. I like all kinds of fights, but I really like when people get in there and bully their way around the ring. I like it. I if Showtime, you know, wants to do more of that, I say all for it. Just give me all Al Bernstein on all the calls, and I'll be happy. Yeah. Hey, that's all I got. Next time, Best Fight friends. Hey, Thursday, don't forget to tune in to PFL4. Some big fights on that card. And then ending the night, Clarissa Shields makes her big MMA debut versus Brittany Elkin. I am so excited about that. I am so excited to see a boxer come into the cage, especially one who plans on being a boxer continuously, stepping in the cage and seeing how she looks. Really, really excited about that. And I am 90% sure that I'll come back and do a live reaction show after that bout. See you guys next time.